So we need to be responsible and we need to be resourceful looking forward. In the IRA, there's a couple of different forms there, both the traditional IRA, which you can get a tax deduction at the year you make the deposit if your income is under a certain level. Another possibility would be the Roth IRA, where you would put that in, no tax deduction, but when you take that money out, you're able to take the money, the original principal, plus the interest that is accrued, and not pay taxes on that. And for a young person, that's an extremely valuable tool to be able to do that. I realize for young people, I know I've always encouraged my employees at the bank to participate in a 401k, but they immediately say, I can't afford to put 3% in. I need the money. I've got to pay for those babies, or I've got to do whatever needs to be done, and that's so true. But again, if we can think about what may be our priority now, is if you think, okay, I can put 3% in and maybe my company will match that 3%, that 6% of your income that's going to be put away, and over 25, 30 years of working, it can grow up, you know, it can grow to be a pretty amazing number. A couple of other things that you can look at as far as investments, and again, I'm not promoting one or the other, but if your resources allow you to invest on the conservative side, you can look at certificates of deposit that your bank or your Edward D. Jones or any of those types of places would have. Many of your insurance companies now have banks or have that availability to put certificates away. That's considered a conservative investment, but Mr. Lumpy always used to tell me that return of your money was a whole lot more important than the return on your money. He'd always say that, he says, I'm very conservative, but he said, I'm not going to put money in the stock market. So if you are concerned with that, certificates and those types of investments are good places to put money if you have excess dollars. If you want to take a greater risk, and statistically it would show that your return is going to be greater, that would be in the stock market or mutual funds, those types of things. But again, when you put money in those, I remember in my old finance classes, they always would tell you, never ever put money in the stock market that you're going to need. You need to put it in with the idea that you might not get it back. And again, statistically, the stock market is going to tell you that you're return is much greater there, but it does not have the guarantee that like certificates and that type of thing might have. A couple other things I mentioned about our resources and things that we look at when we talk about what's going to happen down the road in the history, these 200 years of history that we've had in the United States, we've been very fortunate that every generation as a whole has been better off than the previous generation. You're going to have many economists tell you now that may not be the case, that we're working in a cycle that because we are spending much more than we should, our wherewithal in the world economy has dwindled some. That's not saying that the United States economy is not the strongest, but they say that this next generation might be the first generation that will not live as well as we did. And you stop and think about that. We all want what's better for our kids and our grandkids, but again, we need to be responsible. We need to think about what resources we have, and we need to understand that